Well, in many areas of this country, rural areas, public schools are shrinking or even closing. Many districts have consolidated with neighboring towns to pool resources, but others are taking a different approach. They're charging tuition. David DeRoche of Connecticut Public Radio has the story.
Small classroom sizes and the intimate setting that the school is able to give to the children has created the perfect teaching environment.
What you just heard is a promotional video made by the town of Bridgewater, Connecticut, population 1,600. It's about 10 minutes away from the nearest city in the western part of the state. The town made the video to get people to move there. They also spent about $6,000 to send glossy 8-page pamphlets to 5,000 homes in surrounding towns. This is all happening because enrollment at Burnham, the only elementary school in Bridgewater, has been dropping for years. At one point, there were only 3 kids in an entire grade there. Teresa DeBrito runs the district's curriculum department.
What are we really offering kids if there's only 3 of them in a classroom and they stay together for 6 years?
So last year, Burnham combined its 6 grades into essentially 2 classrooms. Then the marketing began.
I was looking for something different, but I didn't think I could afford it.
Parent Reese Gordon was visiting a friend who had received a pamphlet in the mail advertising the school.
A Montessori-type model would be more of my ideal. And then she was like, this might be just for you. And I was like, yes, this is just for me.
The Gordons are one of 10 families that spent at least $2,500 to send their kids to Burnham last year. It's one of the few public schools in the country tackling enrollment problems by charging tuition, says Alan Pratt of the National Rural Education Association.
Actively marketing or going after, it's generally not that way across the U.S. It may be in pockets, but usually in your rural, remote areas, there's not a lot of choices out there.
Rural schools are having to become increasingly creative to stay viable. Some are partnering with nearby bigger towns to provide vocational training, and others are offering more online classes, and some, like Burnham, are looking at what's called multi-aged groupings. But among the biggest struggles for rural schools, teacher shortages, Pratt says. To compensate, a lot of schools in the bigger states have gone to a 4-day school week.
They try to attract teachers that way because it's 1 day less a week. They also provide more support and training for teachers on that 5th day when they do that.
It's even harder to find qualified substitutes.
It's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
Frank Ola is superintendent of Hampton Schools in eastern Connecticut.
As soon as you go a long-term sub, they have to be certified. And if it's a long-term sub in art, you have to try to find a person who's certified in art first. If you can't, then you have to find somebody who's just certified. So it's very difficult.
Hampton, population 1,800, has the same problems as Bridgewater, but the towns don't have the same resources. Half of Hampton's budget comes from state dollars. Bridgewater residents are more affluent, so they get less money from the state. At the same time, Hampton residents want their small school to stay open, Ola says. Voters have rejected efforts to consolidate.
If I were a business person, okay, and I looked at this, I'd say it's very inefficient. I have too many open classrooms. There are too many things here that are expensive. If we consolidated, now this school is closed. And now all of a sudden, I think the people of Hampton will say, but that's not our school anymore. There's something about this local concept that the parents are willing to pay for.
But some classrooms are empty. Others have only a handful of students. And outside money from the state and federal governments is helping to keep the school open. School board chairman Rose Bisson says they're trying to group different grades together, but change is difficult.
I don't know what the future will be. It might be we have to close down. It might not be. Maybe somebody will build a factory and all sorts of people will move in or something. I guess we just don't know. But we know we need to adjust. We need to change.
Hundreds of schools close down across the country every year, and many are in rural areas. But not all hope is lost. Multi-age grouping and a hefty marketing budget has been promising, at least in tiny Bridgewater, Connecticut. For the first time in at least a decade, there was a bump in enrollment last year at Burnham Elementary School. They gained 2 students. For Here and Now, I'm David Roche in Hartford.